Or else, Atan Asatli B'matana, you gave me a Rebbe for present. What happened to you? Ritzoncha. So really what would be right now is Shimon, the one that's holding on to the Yevid, really would be Neman. Like he says, he bought it. He says you gave it to him for Matana. And the Rashbam says, he was talking about he has a chazoka here. He's holding him already for 3 years. So he has a cheskas gimel shonim. So really, if he'd be quiet right now, he would be Neman. But instead of being quiet, he says like this, listen, the Shimon is like a tzaddik. He says, Ritzoncha, listen, you Reuven, if you don't believe me, Ritzoncha hash pevetoil. If you want to, I'll give you a way out. You swear that I stole it from you and take it. The Nishba, and Reuven says, okay, I'm going to swear that you stole it. I did not sell it to you. So the loch is, Eino yocho lach zaboy, that Shimon cannot retract anymore. And then, Achnami, if Reuven swears, he has a right to take the Eved, take it back home. Because Shimon didn't have to say this. Like, Shimon cannot say I was joking around. Because Shimon had to keep quiet, that's all. Shimon had a chazoka. He was holding on to the Yevid. He would be never to say it's his. Why did you have to tell Reuven if you want to swear and keep it, you can keep it? So by saying that, you're like Moichel, the Yevid, back to Reuven. Reuven keeps it. So Gemara says, my kamashmalim, what do you want to teach me? Like, what's your chiddush of, that Rabbi Abba sent Rabbi Yosef Bachoma? What's your chiddush? The Chura Tanina. We learned this already. So Bryce, we learned in Sanhedrin that the Gemara says, "Oh, maloy neman or lai abba." If a son says, "Listen, I believe my father," in other words, as a din Torah, really, like I believe my father to be a dayan. If like Rashbam speaks out, really, midiraisi, your father is possible to be a dayan. Learn the sus, learn the chayva. I learn out from the Gemara Sanhedrin, "Maloy yamusu avas abonim," that a father can't be a dayan for a son midiraisa. But if the son says, I want to accept my father, whatever my father says, I'll do, or else, or else the guy says, listen, I'll believe your father. There's the two Bali Dvorm here. Reuven says to Shimon, listen, let's go for a Din Torah. And Reuven says, I'll believe your father, Shimon. So, Lochra is Nemonim. If they accept upon themselves to believe it, then Nemon is like the Makabla upon himself. And whatever the father says, the children have to listen to. It's like a Din Mechila, like your Meichel, even though Midiraisa, you would not have to listen to him. But if you accept upon yourself to listen to him, you have to. What about Neman Olai Shloisha Roye Boka? Let's say these two Bali Dvorim, Reuben and Shimon, they say, we accept upon ourselves to listen to the Shloisha Roye Boka. Means we're going to have three Dayanim here that are Roye Boka shepherds that Mustam don't know the halachas. And like Rashbam says, Sheinim Bekiyim Bedin, these are three people that are not really Bekiyim Bedin, and really they don't know the halachas. So really, they shouldn't be Dayanim. But if you say that you accept upon yourself whatever they say will do, so the halacha is like this, Rabbi Meir Oimer Yochol Ach Zaboy. Rabbi Meir says you could retract. Because these are Dvorim B'yama B'lo Kinyin. You didn't make any Kinyin. You just said you're going to trust him. Later you have a right to say, I changed my mind. That's Rabbi Meir. However, V'chachomim O'yimim Nechom say, and we pass on that Nechomim, Eino Yocho Lach Zavoy. You should know, no, you're not allowed to retract. So this is the Chom Shita. So what are you telling us, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama? Pshita, we hold at the Chomim, that once you said you accept upon yourself, listen to your father, so you can't retract. See, also, once the Shimon, the one that's Machzik, Muchzik in the Yevit, says to Reuven, if you swear that it's yours, I'll believe you, so it's like saying Neman Olai, I'll believe you. So Pshita, you can't be Chazer anymore. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Hokum Ashmolon, this is what he wants to teach us, that the Be'etan Lachom Achloikis, the Alocha Kedivri Chachamim. But really, it's a shiloh in the Gemara Sanhedrin, exactly where do they argue Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? There's one side to say that maybe the Chomoni say you can't retract if you say like this, if you makabla upon yourself and say that if that dying says like me that I could keep the money, I'll believe him. Maybe only then you believe him, to free yourself. See, he's teaching us no, that the Chom hold, even in the case of Etin, even in the case where you accept upon yourself that if your father or these three royim, even if they're going to say that you're chayiv to pay money, they're going to make you shell out money, since you accepted them, the loch is once you accept them, you can't retract. Even though it's only diba b'yalma, but you accept it upon yourself. Because that's our case here also. When Shimon, the muchzik, the one that's holding on to the seven, he said back to Reuben, listen, if you want to swear and take back the seven, you could do it. So it's like saying, if you want to take it, you could take it and I'll lose out money. And once you said that, you meant to be moichol, you can't retract anymore. So kids, so that's the kamash malon. That even in such a case, still the locher is like the chomim. That you said what you meant, and you are moichol, and you can't retract. Now the Gemara says, Sholach le Rav Abba le Rav Yosef bar Chomo. Again Rav Abba sent Rav Yosef bar Chomo. Halocha goyvim min avodim. The locher is you can collect from avodim. That means if Reuven died, and Reuven owed people money. So locher is the Baal HaChayv has come to the Yisaimim, and they collect the father's money from the Yisaimim. But the locher is only from Karka. If the father left over Karka, so then the Baal HaChayv is take away the Karka, the property, from Yisaimim, not Metaltlim. The question is, what's going to be if the father left over Nebi Kanani? What halocha does Nebi Kanani have? So he says, Halacha goyvim min avodim. Avodim is considered like karka, that a baal chayv, if the father owed somebody money, then the father died, he has the right to come and collect, take away the avodim from the yisaimim. But v'rav nachman amano, ein goyvim. No, you cannot collect. Ein goyvim, Rashbam speaks out, even though we know that an eved kenani is uskosh lekakoyis, that we dash in the same kinyonim you have by karka, you have by yevet kinani, but that's only for kinyonim. However, for this halacha to be goyver from yisaimim, the halacha you only could collect karka, property, mamish, and not avodim. So if the yorshim yashin the nevet from the father, a baal chayv cannot take it away from the yorshim. Yeah. Sholach le rabab le rab yosef bachomo. Halacha, no, he told him another halacha. Halacha that shlishi b'sheni kosher. The shalom, if you're allowed to say edis, if you crave him, a third relative is allowed to say edis to a sheni. A shlishi last like cousins come out. So Rashbam says, shlishi kosher means lahoyed, the kroivai sheni, to a second relative. Kugoyim ben chanoich, she kosher lahoyed b'yamu ben shimon, divinoi shachanoich shlishi l'ruvin. Like a third relative to Reuven. So a Shem, like a second cousin, can say Adis to a third one. Rav Amar, Rav says even the bigger Kiddush, Af Barishan, that a Shem he could say even to his first cousin also he could say Adis to. As long as it's his cousin, it's not his real brother, it's not a real father to a son, he's also Kashali Adis. This we'll see all Mitzvah later in the Gemara Sanhedrin, we'll see all these Lachas Kula about Adis, who's Kashali, who's not Kashali to say Adis. Now, Ma Baravashi Achsha Biabo Diaba. He says it be Chiddush, that a father is allowed to say Adis upon his grandson. Machsha Biabo Diaba. Rashi Shiyoyed Haben Liavi Yoviv. That a son is allowed to say Adis pertaining to his grandfather. He knows that's not called a Karav. True, a son can't say for his father. A son for his father, they're called Kroivim, you can't be an aid against your father or for your father. However, for a grandfather, he held that's okay. That's Kashali Adis. But the Gemara says, you should know, V'les Hilchasa Kama Baravashi. We do not pass like Ma Baravashi, because we hold, the B'nai Bonim, the Rashbam says, the B'nai Bonim, or B'nai Bonim, Ad El of Doris, Lo Yidu Lavoy Sayim. The Ben Yerich Olavu, that a son, a grandson, a great grandson, they cannot say Adis backwards to the grandfather. They're called Nagel Adis, they're called Kroivim. A son, all his Yaitse Yerichai, the son's grandsons, they're all Kroivim, they can't say Adis. But otherwise, cousins could say one to the other. Yeah. Sholach le Rav Abba, the Rav Yosef Bachomo. Somebody knew Adis exactly where the boundaries of his friend's karka was. Like, he knew exactly where the boundaries were. Until he became blind. Like this Reuven knew the exact boundary of Shimon's property. And he was once able to see, and he knew exactly where it was. And then Shimon became blind. Finistimo. And then he became blind. So Locher is Possel. Locher is his Possel Sayedis. Yeah. Well, just Sholach Le Rav Abdu Rav Yosef Achoma. Hoy Yodeya Loi Bi Edis Karka Achshla Nistimo. Reuven knew Edis about Karka. Reuven knew exactly where his friend's boundaries were. He knew, and then Nistimo became blind. The Nistimo, then this Reuven the Ed became blind. So Locher is Possel. He can't say this anymore. Now that he's blind, how could you come and say where the boundaries of Shimon's fields are? Like, you're blind. How do you know? How can you tell? Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no kosher. He's still kosher to say this. You know why? Efshe de mechave mitzono. Even though he's blind now, but he's able to feel the boundaries. So Rashbam says, Shirdei al-chave na mitzorim, sheish lo simonim, b'shah sodes ha-smuch l'dagru chaseo. He has some on him. He'll know exactly where the end of this field is, where the fence is. He'll feel the fence, and he can still say this. That's his chiddush. Even though he's blind now, but if he could feel the fences, like you know, he says, I know clear, this is the end of Reuven's field, we believe him. Avoglimaloi, let's ask the question, whose suit is that? I know this is Moshe David's suit. I know it's a suit before when the guy was able to see, and now the guy became blind. So you can't say this anymore. If you're blind, how could you say this? It's his suit. How could a blind guy know it's his suit? Rav Shesha Samano, Afilu Glima. Even though the guy became blind now, still he's kosher to say, I know this suit belongs to this person. You know why? Efshe de mechave midis orchus mitzrochpei. This blind person right now will be able to feel the suit. He'll be able to see how long it is, how wide it is. Midas Arka of Rochboy, he could still have like a tefiah sign, he could still tell exactly whose suit it is. So if he says clearly, I know for sure this is Reuven's suit, we believe him and it stays by Reuven. Avo Naschaloi, but it's down the question, a piece of metal. Rashi says, Charashpam Chetichas Kesel Rezov. There's a piece of silver, a piece of gold here. And true, at the beginning you knew Simonim that it belonged to Reuven, and then the guy became blind. See, you can't be unaid anymore. Still, you could weigh it. You could put it in your hand, and you could feel it. You could feel the weight, how heavy it is. And the guy can know, I know exactly this piece of silver belongs to Reuven. So even though the guy became blind, it's still possible to say this. Meisvei HaBakash, it says, Alocho, Hoyo Yedeya Loi Biedis, Achle Nasa Chasnei. You knew Edis about Reuven before you became a son-in-law, before you married Reuven's daughter, Venasa Chosnoi, and then you became a son-in-law. And a son-in-law is possible to say Edis for a shver. That's one case. Or else Pikeach. First, you knew Edis about Reuven when you were Pikeach, you're a smart man. Venis Charish, then you became a Charish, deaf and dumb, you could possibly say Edis then. Or else Pikeach. First, you knew Edis when you were able to see something, you were able to see Edis. Finistimo, and then you became blind. Or else Shafui, first you were normal, and you knew Edis. Finishtato, you became a Shaita. So in all these cases, it says Possel. Now that Lamaisi, you're a Shaita, now that you're blind, now that you're the guy's son-in-law, you're Possel to say Edis. So it's not like he's Mamdi Yaman before. Before we say, even though the guy became blind, still he's kosher to say Edis. If he could say that I know for sure these are the boundary, this is the clothing, he's Neman. And he would say, no, it's Possel. You understand Possel? Ah, but what's going to be like this? You knew that this person, Reuven, did something before you were his relative, before you married his daughter. Then you became his son-in-law, you married his daughter. But then his daughter, your wife, died. Now you're kosher. What about Pikeach? First, you were a smart man, and you knew Edis. You knew that Reuven borrowed $100. Finis Charish, you became a Charish, you became deaf and dumb. V'chozav v'nis Patach, then you became smart again. Rose Pisech, first you were smart, and first you were able to see. Finis Tumor, later you became blind. V'chozav v'nis Patach, then you got back your eyesight. Or else Shofli, first you were normal. You were normal, and you were there, Edis. You saw the way Reuven borrowed $1,000. Finish the Torah, Then the guy became a shaiter. And then the guy became well again. Kosher. Now we say the Eidus is kosher. This is the general rule here. Kol shetchilosoi oy seifa bepaslus posel. If at the beginning, when you first saw the Eidus, you were blind, or you were kariv, or you were deaf and dumb then, even though later on you became smart, it's no good. What about the opposite way? Shetchilosoi, you were a good aid. And soifay, at the end, you became posel. So locher is posel. That's not called the good aid. Nerds, tchilosay v'soifay, the kasher is kosher. To be a good aid, it has to be that from the beginning until the end, you are kosher. Not the beginning until the end. That means that you are kosher. That means at the beginning, you are kosher, even though in between you became posel. But at the end, you became kosher again. That's all right. So it has to be from the beginning until the beginning and end that you're kosher. It was no good at the beginning.
If he was from the beginning.
Oh, but now when he says his Eidus in Bezdin, he's a shaita. We can't listen to him. Now he's blind. We can't listen to him. Now he's deaf and dumb. We can't listen to him. So therefore, that's the both ways. At the beginning, when you saw your kosher aid, and at the end, when you come into Bezdin now to say this, also your kosher. That's the cloud. But I call Purim, it's not like the man yama before. Before he said, if first you knew the boundary, you were able to see. Later you became blind, you're still kosher to say Eidus. And here it's Mashmah, no. Here it's Mashmah, if when you're saying Eidus, you're blind, you're puzzled. So Mursa Zaynechnami, Tiyufta, Tikula Tiyufta. It's a Tiyufta on all of them. Rashi says, Shmuel, Rav Sheshet, Rav